This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nick Sorensen on tackling. I need to hear this because a birdie in my ear says, I'm sorry. What did he say about tackling? Nick Sorensen today was asked about the tackling. Here's what he said.
We miss tackle sometimes because we're aggressive. Like, we do coach our guys to take their shots. If you show, like, make me a cut up of those tackles, and I'll tell you if it's a good or bad one, to be honest. I mean, that's just, we play aggressive, we play violent. We have, you know, sometimes Fred shows up with quite a few missed tackles, but he's, if a guy stops his feet and they're having to take time and that guy loses a yard, but you kind of fall off and now we've got two other guys coming, then that's not a bad missed tackle. Sometimes they're a little bit different. I'd have to quantify it by looking at tape. Then I could probably talk you through if they're good or bad or not.
Okay.
The question was, the last 2 weeks, the defense has missed 29 tackles. What does the film show? Is it fatigue? Are these guys breaking down a little bit? And his first part of the answer was, I wouldn't say it's fatigue. And then we pick up the answer after that. So he doesn't think it's fatigue. And he's right. Not every missed tackle is the same.
Yes, but that's a conceptual answer. I'd like a specific one because the rest of what he said, I totally disagree with.
He says, I wouldn't say it's fatigue. And that's his opinion.
Okay.
And, you know, then he starts with, I think we miss tackles sometimes because we're aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
We do coach our guys to take their shots, which they do. And Hufanga did that on the 50-yard Murray touchdown. He shoot your shot. It's all you got.
It is.
He did. He missed. He wasn't anywhere near the ball carrier. They scored.
Okay, but what I'm sort of hearing there is we get an answer that's like, so first of all, it's not fatigue, and then we get the conceptual answer of sometimes missed tackles aren't bad missed tackles, and then we get to, I mean, I'd have to look at the tape to see if ours were.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't like this answer at all for multiple reasons. First of all, don't try to tell us you haven't watched the tape, because you have. You play in 48 hours. I don't want to hear for 2 seconds that a coach on Tuesday afternoon, 48 hours after you lost a game, 48 hours before you play again, you're going to try to tell us that you didn't watch the tape? That is disingenuous. That is factually incorrect. I am wildly confident. And if you haven't watched the tape, I do want Robert Saleh on the next plane.
Well, I've watched the tape.
That's stupid.
For God's sakes, right?
That's ridiculous.
He says, I'd have to quantify it by looking at tape. Then I could probably talk you through if they're good or bad or not.
Okay, well, they're definitely bad. There's a bunch of bad ones because what you just described to us as a not-so-bad missed tackle is that when you're being overly aggressive as taught And even though you don't wrap up and bring someone to the ground, you knock them off their line, you slow them down so that two other defenders can get there, and you lose a yard or whatever.
Yeah. Nick, conceptually, he's right.
Right, but Nick, you didn't lose a yard. James kept getting eight, even though he was being hit behind the line. That's a bad missed tackle. You didn't slow him down. You let him go right through the line and break two more and get a first down repeatedly. I don't like the answer.
No, I conceptually.
That's not a good answer.
The concept of what he's saying, I buy, but
yes,
the actuality of it. And the question was, the last 2 weeks, the defense has missed 29 tackles. That's the lead up to the question. And the question was, what does the film show? Is it fatigue? Are they breaking down little bit? And so that's why he was a little bit more defensive.
Yes, but it's a classic use of public relations training, which is when someone asks a specific question and you don't want to talk about that specific thing, you get broad. You get broad, right?
Yeah.
Hey, oh, yeah. Tiger, what happened on the approach shot on 11?
Hey, well, it's Tiger.
My 5-iron was, can be a club that I kind of struggle with at times. And, it's been something that I've been playing with, but, quite frankly, it's been something that's improving greatly. And so I feel very good about my 5-iron. I didn't ask you about the last 5 years of your 5-iron. I asked you about the shot
right
on 11 today.
My swing feels good. My game looks good. I like my chances. That was the old Tiger.
Yes.
The three. Tell me the 3-sentence response. And, if you look at the tape,
I don't like the answer.
Well, and I'll go back and watch the tape one more time tonight. And by the tape,
you don't need to watch the game 8 times, Dibs. You're a radio host. I appreciate your effort.
I'm going to watch the last 2 drives again.
Okay.
And I'm just going to look at the last 2 drives and highlight what happened with James Conner, because I'm looking at the game log here. Arizona's got the ball 1st and 10 at their own 9 after the Mason fumble. And it's Conner for 9 and then Conner for 6. Tackled by Diamador Lenore. He's in the secondary.
Correct.
After 6 yards. And then you got Conner for 3. Conner for 8. Calamari throws to McBride. Incomplete pass. 3rd and 5. They pick it up. 4th and 5. They pick it up. And on it goes. And the drive before that, there's a whole bunch more Conner. There's Conner for 3, for 8, for 10, etc. And these are plays where tackles were missed.
Yes.
A couple of them where Conner broke 2 and 3 tackles.
Yeah, and they don't feel like good missed tackles.
Right.
I think you lost the game because of them.
Exactly. So
anyway, yeah, I don't love the answer.
Well, he's clearly in defensive mode because there were additional questions and answers that Nick responded with negative retorts.
Okay, and I get it. I get it. The Niners right now, look, it's not fun to do press conferences after you lose. I get it. But at the same time, like, there's a way to handle that answer without selling your team down the river. That's what he doesn't want to do, right? Like, there's got to be something between that answer and then him coming out and going, you know what? Hufanga, who now is going to go on IR, is a tackle misser. That's what he is. He's a tackle misser. Like, you don't need to do that. But why can't you address this and say, look, yeah, this is something that was not up to par over the weekend, and we're working on it in a short week. And that needs to be better, as opposed to giving me conceptual, like, well,
yep,
you know what I mean? Some missed tackles, like, was it in October? Was it a September missed tackle? December? What's happening here? Is the player a linebacker? Is he a defensive back? Does his last name start with the first half of the alphabet? Second half, they're not all the same. Well, okay, Nick, that's not what we're talking about, and you know that.
Yes, but he is clearly feeling the pressure, and he's feeling embattled because the next question was about what Nick Bosa said and saying
adjustments.
Nick, exactly. Yep. And Sorensen's response is, I don't think it was something we didn't adjust. We started changing some of the calls. We did mix it up, whether it was too high or brought pressure. I thought we talked about it on the sideline. What happened on that one play with the 50-yard touchdown run?
Yep.
And I don't think it was really any breakdown or miscommunication on not adjusting late, because we were changing things up and getting different looks with our shell and bringing different types of pressure as well. He's very defensive.
Well, look,
he is a defensive coordinator.
Yeah,
he beat me to it.
I mean, Look, he's a brand new coordinator, and he's dealing with high expectations and low output.
Yeah.
And that's hard. Well, he might be honestly able to say that Nick Sorensen so far is not built for this. But that's the deal.
I can honestly say you kind of miss me.
I can honestly say that I'm sort of a scapegoat.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.